Practice Test 1. Listening Test. Part 4. Directions. You will hear 10 short talks given by a single speaker. For each short talk, read the 3 questions and the 4 answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, mark your answer on the answer sheet. You will hear each short talk only once. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Eastern Business Forum, I'd like to start by saying what a great idea this award ceremony event is. It is a wonderful way to recognize achievement among this region's entrepreneurs, and the publicity it has attracted is definitely a bonus. Now, the first award is Internet Entrepreneur of the Year. As you know, the internet is increasingly important to even the smallest businesses, opening up the prospect of attracting additional customers both nationally and internationally. The growing acceptance of shopping online has produced a revolution, and we all need to embrace this. So it is with great pleasure that I can announce that this award, Internet Entrepreneur of the Year, goes to a local company that has shown great success in this area. And now, for her achievements in developing the online fresh flowers market, the award goes to Mrs. Deborah Sumner of FreshToYourDoor.com.
71. What is the purpose of the event? What does the speaker say about trade via the internet? 73. What does Mrs. Sumner's company do? 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a customer announcement. To celebrate the opening of this store, we have some great offers for you all week, including up to 50% off all seasonal fruit and vegetables. Go to the fruit and vegetable aisles now for up to 50% off peas, carrots, strawberries, and lots more. In our frozen food section, we are also offering buy one, get one free on all brands of ice cream. Now that's a bargain. Remember, we can now deliver your shopping free of charge for anyone spending over $100. Just complete an application form at the customer service desk and let us take your shopping home for you. Thank you for shopping at Easy Mart, where you can buy more for less.
74. Who is the speaker probably addressing? 75. What is the purpose of the announcement? 76. What should listeners do to meet the criteria for free delivery? 77 through 79 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, this is a message for Dr. Peter Knight's secretary. My name is Carla Johnson from Business Life magazine. I would like to arrange a time to come and interview Dr. Knight about his latest book, The Culture of Business, which was published last week by Harcourt Press. I read this over the weekend and found it fascinating. I'm sure some of the points he raises would interest our readers, and so I'd like to write an article on it for our magazine. My number is 555-203-9215. It's Monday today, so if this is possible, can you please get in touch with me by the end of the week to arrange a suitable time for me to come over? It shouldn't take longer than an hour. Thank you very much.
77. What is the message mainly about? 78. Who most likely is Carla Johnson? 79. What does the caller ask Dr. Knight's secretary to do? 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to tonight's Question Time event. As you know, this is the first event of its kind we have organized, so we all feel very excited and hopeful that it will prove productive. Bill Sissons, our chairman, is here, along with other members of the board, all waiting to answer your questions openly and honestly. Can I start by saying it is wonderful that so many of you have stayed behind to take part. Feel free to ask any question you want on any matter related to the management of the company. Positive and negative comments and observations are also welcome. The purpose is to help us identify what the company is doing well and what it's not doing well, so we can all work together to improve procedures and ultimately increase our productivity. Please direct all questions to me first, and I will then choose suitable members of the panel to give an answer. Now, can I have the first question, please?
80. Who is the speaker probably addressing? 81. What is the purpose of the event the speaker announces? 82. What will happen next? 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you need a break? Want to go somewhere hot and sunny? Then book your next vacation with Betts Travel. We offer the best deals to hot locations all over the world. Because we're North America's number one travel specialist, whatever you're after, we have it, and at a price you can afford. Travel to Egypt to see the amazing pyramids for just $1,700, or go on an African safari for $1,500. Stay on one of the spectacular islands of the Adriatic for as little as $2,000 for a two-week, all-inclusive package, or, for budget travelers, simply relax on some of the world's finest beaches in Spain from an amazing $500 per week. Save, save, save with Betts Travel. If you don't have a particular destination in mind, then book one of our famous last-minute deals and save up to 50% off the regular price. Save big when booking your flights, hotel, and car with us. Book online now, and we'll give you a free travel bag. Or call our team at 1-800-555-7104. That's 1-800-555-7104. Remember, these deals are not available through any other travel agent. Life is short, so get in the sun now with Betts Travel.
83. What kind of vacations does Betts Travel specialize in? 84. What will customers get if they book a last-minute deal? 85. How can customers book a vacation with Betts Travel? 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message.
Welcome to Serpentine Medical. Please select from the following options. For appointments or to speak to a receptionist, press 1. If you have a question about your medication and it is between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., press 2. If your call is urgent and you require immediate medical attention, press 3. If you need urgent medical attention outside of normal office hours, please visit the nearest emergency room or call 482-555-1010 for information on how to contact our after-hours emergency services. For any other inquiries, please hold. Your call will be answered shortly. Please note, our baby clinic for new mothers is now on Wednesdays. There is no need to make an appointment for this service. Thank you.
86. What do callers who press number 2 want to do? What should you do if your call is urgent and the office is closed? 88. When is the baby clinic open? 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, passengers. This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome you all aboard this Flyrite 215 service to Adelaide. We're currently cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, and the time now is approximately 7:15 a.m. Please do take a moment to look through the safety brochure located in the seat pocket in front of you. Very shortly, we will be playing a safety demonstration video. For safety reasons, I would ask that you keep your seatbelt fastened throughout the flight. Once we are underway, in around 30 minutes, the cabin crew will of course be coming round to serve you a selection of hot and cold drinks and light snacks. The weather in Adelaide is 11 degrees centigrade, partly cloudy, with a light westerly wind, but it should be a few degrees warmer with sunny skies when we land. That will be in approximately 2 hours' time. So, for now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
89. Where is this announcement most likely being made? 90. When will passengers be served refreshments? 91. What is the weather like in Adelaide at the moment? 92 through 94 refer to the following report.
Results of a survey published today reveal that employers are optimistic about hiring prospects for the coming year. The survey, carried out by the Mann Management Group, found that increased demand for products and services means that employers are now looking to take on more personnel. Despite evidence that the nation's economy is still in recession, nearly 75% of the 12,000 employers who responded to the survey said they expected to increase staffing levels in the coming quarter. This is welcome news, as the U.S. net employment outlook, which subtracts anticipated job cuts from jobs created, is now posting a positive figure. Most demand will be in construction, although finance, manufacturing, and retail sectors will also benefit.
92. What is this report mainly about? 93. How many employers responded to the survey? 94. Which sector of the economy will benefit most? 95 through 97 refer to the following speech.
I'd like to take a few moments, if I may, to introduce Nicola, who is our new stockroom manager. Nicola comes to us with over 5 years' experience in warehouse and stockroom management. Previously, she worked at Simmons Retail, and I'm sure her knowledge of stockroom systems will help us all. Nicola will be applying her experience to make improvements that are essential for us as we aim to double our store portfolio over the next 2 years. She's not only new to the company, but also new to Baltimore. So before we begin our dinner, I'm sure you'll all join me in wishing her a very warm welcome to Wallace & Sons.
95. What is the purpose of the speech? '96. What is implied about Wallace and Sons? '97. What will happen next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Okay, so here we are now on the second floor. And on the right here, you can see the International Student Services Department. Their job is to guide you through the registration process. They'll also help with visa requirements and your health and housing needs. Oh, and that's where you go for your job placement assignment. As you know, work experience is an important part of all our business programs here. Before you choose where to work, you'll discuss options with a guidance counselor. They'll help you determine your education goals, give you advice on which work experience schemes might be most suitable, and help with any extra language training or work skills you might need. Up on the next floor is the dean's office, and also the Financial Services Department, where you pay your fees. Oh, I nearly forgot. Next to the elevator on the wall over there is the College Bulletin Board. Check that regularly for further details and special events, things like that.
98. Who is being addressed? 99. On which floor is the Financial Services Department? 100. Where will extra information be posted?